Cape Breton is rolling out the welcome mat for the Canadian Folk Music Awards next year. The show is coming to the island for the first time, and it's taking place from April 8th until the 11th, 2027. Destination Cape Breton CEO Terry Smith said the event will showcase some of the best on the folk music circuit, and there could be an economic impact into the millions.
You know, for a few days in April, which is typically a little bit slower time of year, our hotels are going to be full, our restaurants are going to be bustling, and, you know, a lot of our musicians are going to get work as a result of this. So it's fantastic. And actually, in terms of the economic impact with music, I think Mark should say a few words in terms of what it can mean for musicians.
Mark Bott of CB Mike was on standby to elaborate on the point of opportunities for musicians.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the economic impact of the event itself, as Terry said, is in the millions. But it's the tail end impacts that are even more pronounced sometimes. So with a buyer's program like this and a national buyer's program coming in, all the musicians, including Cape Breton musicians, get the chance to interact with festival owners and buyers from across the country and even around the world that they wouldn't necessarily get the opportunity to speak to. And those could result in relationships that exist for months or years going forward. So the economic impact kind of keeps going. And for our artists, it's a gateway to a larger market around the world. So it's a gift that keeps on giving, a festival like this.
Bott was asked about the musician lineup, featuring a number of local names.
Oh, I mean, you're going to see, just from Cape Breton, we have some fantastic folk musicians. So if you look at the awards from the Canadian Folk Music Awards, our bands, Bialak, Coeg, Lucy McNeil, the Barry McNeils, Morgan Tony, have all been featured. Mike McKenna Jr. Have all won awards. So it's a really great opportunity to showcase our musicians to international buyers or to national buyers. And it's a great opportunity to bring in a lot of up-and-coming and a lot of established folk musicians from around the country so that we can see what they're all about. And that helps our artists get better. It helps our venues get better. Our tech people get better. And it's a good thing all around.
Bott mentioned the Barry McNeils. Lucy and Boyd McNeil performed for the dozens of people attending last week's announcement.
I think it's a great opportunity for everyone in Cape Breton. We have a lot of music here, but to have everyone come here and share what we have, and it's a great opportunity for Sydney and all of Cape Breton.
Lucy McNeil says folk music is an umbrella to a number of different styles in Cape Breton.
Celtic music is a part of the folk music scene, and being in Ottawa, when I received my award for instrumental traditional album the other year, it was wonderful to see the French music, you know, Acadian music, and there was just so many different genres, but they all went together. So in folk music, it's music of the people and all the people, all the different cultures in Canada. You know, there's a lot of music out there that even here in Cape Breton we'd love to see. So, you know, I love folk music. It's the music that keeps on living. You know, people, that's why I pick traditional music and folk songs, because they're the songs that keep on keeping on. And you keep bringing them to new generations. And there are a lot of, of course, there are a lot of great folk song writers now, up and coming, and it's wonderful to be able to have a place and have an award, folk music award show to celebrate them all.
The bid to host the award show was a partnership of Destination Cape Breton, the CBRM, and CB Mike. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.